In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Monday, October the 31st. Good as always to have you along, everybody. I'm going to say something here, and I need you to take me at my word that I'm saying it strictly in the economic sense of it, all right? Here you go. Size matters. It just does. There's a story out in Bloomberg today adding up all the corporate mergers and acquisitions that have happened in the 31 days gone by. And it's a lot. Almost a half a trillion dollars in deal making has been done this month, the most in at least 12 years. Two big deals in just the past 24 hours in two wildly different industries, in point of fact. So that is where we're going to start. General Electric is going to combine its oil and gas business with Baker Hughes, a biggie in the oil services sector. The deal, and the does it really need to be stated caveat here with all of these deals, is if approved by regulators. But the deal would let GE cut costs and thus, being leaner and meaner, compete more ably, more notably against the oil services giant Schlumberger. The deal is also a reminder that there are some big bets being made that better times are coming in the currently troubled oil and gas business. Marketplace's Andy Euler gets us going.
The deal would create a new publicly traded company, 62.5% owned by GE, the rest by Baker Hughes shareholders. Dan Riker heads the Center for Energy Policy and Finance at Stanford. He says GE's been in the oil and gas business for a long time, but it also has important expertise outside the oil field.
Software and data processing and all of that, particularly on the industrial side, can make a real difference for oil and gas.
But it also says something about the state of the oil and gas industry, which has taken a massive hit over the past 2 years as crude oil prices plummeted. Scott Schwind is a partner with Jones Day, a law firm in Houston.
It is a sign that some big folks and some very smart folks think that the prospects for the industry are bright.
This isn't a simple deal. It could be a couple of years before the new company is fully fleshed out, but they're betting that
at the end of the day, they're going to be in a better position to take advantage of what's going to be happening in the near term, the medium term, and the long-term future of the oil and gas industry.
The deal would still have to clear antitrust regulation to go through. And remember, Baker Hughes tried to consolidate with Halliburton earlier this year before the Federal Trade Commission nixed it. Skip York is vice president of integrated energy for Wood Mackenzie. He says that experience should help.
There must have been something from the Baker Hughes-Halliburton experience that leads Baker Hughes to believe that this time they fit what the FTC would allow.
And although we've seen a lot of major mergers recently, getting approval is never a foregone conclusion. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.